The Power FM Brekkie Show.
In the last few years, dating apps have just gone gangbusters, haven't they?
It's the new way to meet people.
Yep.
You don't want to meet someone at a club because you've usually had a few of your lemonades. You're not in the right frame of mind to be meeting people, to be establishing long-term relationships.
Yep.
So you've got to look at other means. Work isn't the smartest idea either because...
Nah, it's messy if you date someone from work.
It can just get complicated. But an app... We love our apps, us millennials.
Of course we do. We've got moved past just online dating to the app world. Tinder has just gone crazy in the last 2 years.
Being someone who's never used Tinder, is that a dating app or is that more so for sleazy hookups?
I've got a friend who uses it for dates and I've got a friend that uses it for sleazy hookups.
So it does work for both then?
Yeah.
It's not strictly limited to one or the other?
Nah.
Right. But it's certainly changed things, hasn't it?
It has changed the face of dating, which is why we're seeing more and more of these dating apps popping up. There's a brand new one called Data Tradie.
Yeah, it's a tradie-specific dating app. It's developed right here in Australia because no one loves their tradies as much as we do here in Oz.
Are tradespeople called tradies anywhere else in the world? I wouldn't
probably
be surprised
not.
If they weren't.
Is McDonald's called Macca's anywhere else in the world?
Nope.
Probably not.
No.
So they've developed this one. Basically, it's being labelled as Tinder for tradies, but they're saying, no, guys, it's so much more than just Tinder. But it's for tradies and fans of tradies.
Okay, so it's not just tradie seeking a tradie.
So let's say you're single, Jules,
yep.
And you have a thing for tradies. It's a weird type, isn't it? I like people in this profession.
Just love sparkies.
Yeah. Yep. But if you have a bit of a thing for tradies, you think they look good in their high vis or their stubby shorts or whatever, you go on this app. And you'll find some hot tradies.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, it's niche. It's
very niche.
It's very niche, but it's obviously going to hit some people's hearts, isn't it?
You know what I really want to see? Part of this app, one of their big selling points, they're like, hey, this is why we're better than Tinder. Yes, we've got the option for you to put in some profile pics. We've got the option for you to write a bio about yourself. But we also have the option for you to introduce and to build yourself an introductory video. I would love to see some tradies putting together their introductory videos.
Well, you're going to say what skills they could bring to the relationship.
Oh, like, yeah, that's also...
Like, I could build you a house.
Jules, I just put that in my bio anyway.
Oh, do you?
Just what benefits I bring to...
I wonder if this would work for any other profession.
Like a doctor? Like Tinder for doctors?
Like date a doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a little bit tumultuous with the crazy hours, but they're pretty cashed up most
pretty
of the time.
Pretty wealthy. And I imagine if you're a doctor and you're pretty wealthy and you don't want to be taken advantage of for your money, you're probably going to want to meet other doctors, aren't you?
Exactly.
You know they're on the same income.
Teachers, that works as well.
Teachers. No one gets along with teachers quite like teachers do.
Exactly. You're on the same holiday schedule. You have like 50 million weeks off a year.
Have a bit of a whinge about your kids.
That's not a dig, teachers, by the way.
No, I think it's a great idea. Do you just create a master app, like the mother of all dating apps, that's just broken up into categories? You've got the teacher department. It's like the Kmart of apps. You've got your teacher department. You've got your tradie department. You've got your health professions department.
Love it.
Let's make it. We can make a mint, Jules.
Certainly can. Patent pending.
Yeah, okay. We called it first. We set up the radio, so it's our idea. If anyone wants to take it, you can buy it off us.
Yeah.
Bidding starts at $100 billion.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.